pray to the provider. A provider is one who sees a need and moves to meet that need. In Acts chapter 14, verse 17, we're told, "Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." God is the provider. What are some blessings that God has provided you with? Take time to think just a moment of some of those things. When we think about the word provide, sometimes we use the word providence. We don't see that word in the Bible, but we do know that God provides. The first time we see the word provide is when Abram was going up the mountain to offer Isaac, and there's no lamb to take for the sacrifice. And so Isaac has a question. He says, "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abram said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." And Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." To be seen is the same as to provide. When something is provided, it then becomes visible. And so when God provides, people can see that and know that God has provided. Again, the Hebrew word for provide means to see. God is able to see and thus provide. And when he provides, then men can see what God has done. Luke chapter 12, verse 22 to 31 says, "Your father knoweth that you have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Notice what he says. They're thinking about the physical things. And then he says, "It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." They're wanting small physical pleasures. He's like, God knows you need those things. He's wanting to give you the whole kingdom. Psalms chapter 65, verses 1 through 4. "O thou that hearest prayer, our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house." Be satisfied now physically, because God intends to give you the kingdom, and you're surely going to be satisfied with that mansion that's been promised. This is a question I think we need to think about. God can see our needs and provide. If we want God to see our needs, then we must be prepared for God to know our hearts as well. If God can see our needs, he can also see into our hearts. We were on the side of a road the other day, and we had been in an accident, and a police officer took a piece of our car, and he was going to put it in our trunk for us. And he said, "I'm going to put this in your trunk unless there's a dead body in there," kind of laughing and joking with us. And we said, "No, it's just full of Bible tracts." And we opened it up, and yes, it was full of Bible tracts, and there's a little bit of room. So our thought was, is there room? It's full of Bible tracts. But then I thought about this. What if I'd had something in that trunk that I didn't want him to see? For him to be able to provide help for us in putting that part in our trunk, we had to be willing to open up our whole trunk to him so that he could see what's in it. So the question is, do you have things in your trunk, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, that you'd rather God not see? If you're going to be willing for God to see your needs and provide, guess what? He's also going to be able to see in your trunk. He's going to be able to see in your heart. David said, "I don't have a problem with that." Psalms chapter 139, verses 23 and 4, David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Are you willing for God to take a peek inside your trunk as he's helping you physically with your needs? There are some who would say that God cannot see. What are they giving up if you're not going to let God see into your trunk? Well, he's going to see in your trunk. But if you're going to try to hide from him, you're going to give up the purging of your sin. You're going to give up the kingdom that he desires to give to you. And you're going to give up God's provision. Isaiah 29:15 says, "Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in darkness. And they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us?" They think they're hiding from God. All that they're going to lose is the kingdom, the purging of their sins, salvation in God's provision. Psalms 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." God sees the evil, God sees the good. He will reward accordingly. Pray. To pray is to pour one's heart out before God in praise, in repentance, in thanksgiving, in petition. Pour out one's heart. Do you pour out your heart in prayer, or do you just kind of say memorized prayers? We need to pour our heart out to God in prayer as we praise Him, as we ask for forgiveness, confess our sins, as we say thank you, or as we make petitions. Jeremiah 29 verse 12 says, "Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." Call upon me. Go and pray. When it says go and pray, you realize it's a special time. It was purposeful. Stop. Go. Pray. I'll listen. I'll hearken, God says. 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Will God hear the evil? Will God see what the evil is doing? Yes. But will he respond? No, his face is against those that do evil. But his eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their prayer. Well, if the provider will respond to our prayer, then we would ask, how should we pray to the provider? Jesus' apostles asked that very question, and let's take a look at some of the things that were mentioned. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, you can read that. It's called by many the Lord's Prayer, be called the model prayer. In Matthew 6, 5 through 13, I'm just going to point out what was mentioned. Father, heaven, kingdom, thy will be done. Daily bread, forgiveness, deliverance from evil, and then the credit and honor going to God, to thine be the power, be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Just look at the main topics of that prayer. If we institute that into our prayer life, God is going to receive all the glory because he is the one that's powerful. He will reign forever and he will listen and hearken unto our prayers. What should we do when we get what we asked for? You ever prayed and you got what you asked for? Did you stop and have another prayer and say thank you? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7 says, "Be careful, be anxious, be full of care for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." When you get what you asked for, say thank you to the Father. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 12, and then we praise, honor God, not only now, but eternally. We see before the throne those saying, "Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen." Let us pray diligently to the provider.